Divine Disturbance, Broken by God to Build for God, by Philip Kelly, read by the author. Dedication. This book is dedicated to my wife, Frances, and our two princesses, Caroline and Madeline. Caroline and Madeline were my early morning riding buddies, sitting crisscross applesauce in our unfinished basement next to the space heater, playing on the iPad while their daddy typed away. Prologue. I set out to write this book to help people reach their God-given potential. God had different plans. I quickly realized that He wanted to overhaul my heart and change the trajectory of my life. This book was His catalyst to do just that. These are not just words on a page, but the details of a fellow pilgrim on the road pursuing what God wants. I am a different man than when I started writing 2 years ago. In fact, I had to go back and rewrite several sections because the man who initially wrote those parts hadn't experienced the divine disturbance yet. God had to break me of myself, my pride, my ego, my reputation, my. He had to bring me to the place where I was actually living these building blocks instead of merely writing about them. And living these is painful, but necessary. Our Heavenly Father's aim in the pain is never to punish, but to prune. And I sit here today a broken man, and I'm extremely grateful. There is beauty in the brokenness. I pray that the shrapnel of the explosion God set off in my heart, my personal divine disturbance, is never removed from my soul, for these are the scars of love and life. If you want an easy read and a warm fuzzy, then do yourself the favor and put this book down. It will be better for everyone. This book is not intended for the kiddie pool. This is not a quick fix or a self-help. It's more than that. It's a call to be undone, wrecked, disturbed. It's a call to live your life with reckless abandon for the dream that God has for you. If you're reading this, I've been praying for you. I'm praying for you as I type and tears are falling on my cheeks. Here's my prayer. Father, I pray for the men and women who are going to read the following pages. I pray that you will set off an explosion in their hearts as you did in mine. I pray that they will read these words with an open mind to allow your Holy Spirit to fill them wholly, rock them, shake them, disturb them, and then, Father, build them back up for great things. Give them your favor as they take this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Philip Kelly, February 10, 2014, Overland Park, Kansas, currently 4 degrees.